Hey, this is me doing the right thing and being good and decent person. Before we get going, I need to let you know this recording is definitely not going to be safe for most workplaces, nor is it something that should be listened to with young children around. And if you have ever been the victim of online abuse, some of the language and information may be upsetting for you to hear. I wanted to put that out there because, frankly, I was feeling unsettled and a little sick during the recording of parts of this essay. The theme for this recording came from some very public death threats that were made against a woman in the United Kingdom. I do not know her personally, but we do have some friends in common, and we do share some similar interests, in particularly the subject of UFOs. And it was through this shared interest in the UFO topic that I came across what I have to say is some pretty horrific online abuse. It was not only shocking, but it was really disheartening to see within a subject that already has a very poor perception by the public in general. Now, to be fair, it should be said that the abuser and his victim know one another. So this is not a random trolling situation. It's clearly a lot more complex than that. And from my understanding, at one time, she openly supported him. He is a self-proclaimed UFO experiencer and a celebrity, formerly living in the United States, and he is now based in the United Kingdom. And he has had some controversial involvement with the now infamous Rendlesham Forest incident. I say controversial because while his book has had in the past the endorsement of the UFO expert and entertainer Nick Pope, this no longer appears to be the case. And his story differs greatly from the most senior witness involved, which was a Lieutenant Colonel Charles Halt. Now, despite this, he is on the paranormal lecture circuit, and I believe the term used by himself was he has been name-branded, or he is a brand unto himself. Now, this is a marketing term for something that is recognizable, so think like a name brand. So clearly, he is someone who sees himself as a brand with some standing in the UFO community, someone who might be esteemed, and therefore commanding of other people's attention. Now, his victim has also spoken publicly on the topic of UFOs. Some of her own posts can be described as spicy or peppery. She is known to ask hard questions and not be afraid to publicly call people out. I've seen evidence for that. And she had indicated through social media, particularly Facebook, that she had wanted to attend one of his upcoming lectures and ask him some pointed questions. Now, there really is nothing wrong with that. It's called peer review. She did not in her postings, that at least that I saw, say she was going to kill him, nor mass murder his loved ones, or any other craziness like that. But this is the very public response she got from the UFO celebrity and author. And remember, this is all about expressing the idea she would like to go to one of his public lectures and participate in a question and answer kind of session. Now, I'm going to quote him directly. "This is the outlaw way, and I'm sorry I have to post. I will have family and very close friends at the venue. If you, whomever, make a move on me or those I love, understand this. I will jump off stage and put your windpipe through your spine. You are a threat at that point, and your life will end. Really, and faster than venue security could deal with it." Now, this is an out of proportion in the extreme response to a post stating she would like to go to a public event and ask a question. A question! But it really does not matter what this is over now, does it? Because nothing she could have done or said should have ever warranted such a vile and violent public response, even if he was personally frightened by her. If the UFO celebrity had felt so threatened by the possibility that she may ask him a question in person, or for any other reason, real or imagined, there are appropriate ways to deal with this type of situation, such as contacting police or speaking ahead of time with security at the location of the event. That would have been a proper and civilized response. However, he does go on to say he was not exactly feeling threatened. So there's somewhat contradictory here. Here is another direct quote and continuation of the very angry public outburst. "I am telling all this as a public service message. Heed it for your own good. But what fantastic PR for the great Glasgow gig. I don't need protection, but if I really did, I'd bring in my Detroit brother, whom dealt with a similar deal with me and my brother years ago." He does name two other males, but they could be completely innocent in this, so it would not be fair for me to name them here. But as you can hear, he is invoking a gang up on one woman over a question. The self-proclaimed UFO celebrity ends this particular bit of abuse with this, and here is another direct quote. "Be smart. Stay home on your chicken shit internet, baby." Is he not also using the very same internet to make his own threats? Now, the utter hypocrisy and lack of logic is not what is truly concerning here, but this could be some insight into his character. It is, of course, the call for a murder, including the ganging up on a woman in a very public way, while using social media, by someone who sees himself as a brand, and therefore as an authority figure. What the UFO celebrity does not appear to understand is that with authority comes responsibility. Responsibility for one's own words and actions, particularly when your actions and words are so horrific and you are threatening an individual's life. Words are a very powerful thing, and you need to own them. Even if the threat was weak or hollow, the UFO celebrity had no idea if one of his fans or supporters may decide to carry through with his violent threats on his behalf. This is truly irresponsible and reprehensible behavior from someone who has purposely set themselves up to be in the public eye. When I first became aware of this through social media, I had posted my support for his victim, and that I had hoped she would gather evidence and report this to the police. It is my understanding through a mutual friend of ours she has done this, and this is how threats should be handled. Hate speech and incitement to murder or kill someone are crimes in the United Kingdom, and that is exactly what I believe happened here. It is not innocent. It is certainly not excusable. I believe it is a crime. And despite making that very public threat of death, the abuser himself is now claiming that he is the victim. Again, I will use his own words in regards to describing the woman he heaped abuse upon. He called her a professional victim. Never mind the obvious irony here. This is a well-known tactic of cyberbullies and perpetrators of violence. They twist situations and manipulate to make their victims look like they are the bad one, or wrong, or crazy. Now, thankfully, it is also a hypocritical tactic, and that can easily be seen through by most people. You would think that such a vile public display of threatening to murder a woman, while in the same breath as he mentions the Glasgow Paranormal Convention, would be enough for an event organizer to either remove him from their speakers list or to at least ensure the public was very much aware that they, the event organizers, do not condone such behavior online and towards a potential paying guest. Personally, I don't know how safe I would feel going to a gathering where a question could prompt, "I will jump off stage and put your windpipe through your spine. You are a threat at that point, and your life will end, really, and faster than venue security could deal with." You would think those who are hosting the Scottish Convention really would think twice about having this person speak for them. But as of the making of this recording, he is still being billed as a presenter. Even more shocking, he does have supporters, including a woman who runs a UK paranormal-based podcast that devoted quite some time in an equally shameful follow-up to all this. It has rightly been panned by several people who listened in. The words free speech even came into play as a rather lame excuse for what amounts to hate speech and for an incitement to murder. Violence and hate are not acceptable social norms and should never be swept away under a banner of freedom of speech. I simply cannot understand why people would stand up for the rights of hate and violence towards anyone. The misuse of freedom of speech and the belittling of political correctness and manners and decency in general is seemingly contributing to this general lack of a moral compass. It should be made very clear that what the celebrity has done with this violent diatribe is branded himself as a cyberbully. He is an online thug for what he did to this woman. Cyberbullying, and in particular violence against women, is sadly becoming a social norm. And this is a scary trend. People may wish to dismiss the UFO celebrity as just another crackpot of a fringy subject, but I can tell you, I have personally been witness to this type of bullying behavior against women within the skeptical community, which can be very misogynistic, and absolutely in gamer culture, where I have never used my real name for fear of violent trolling. Cyberbullying appears to be everywhere. I was prompted to do some research when I decided to make this recording on violent behavior towards women online. And I found a 2016 Australian study, which was conducted by digital security firm Norton. It is quite telling and it is alarming. Nearly half the 1,000 female participants in Norton's research had experienced some form of abuse or harassment online. Among women under 30, the incidence was 76%. Harassment ranged from unwanted contact, trolling, and cyberbullying to sexual harassment and threats of rape and even death. The women under 30 were overrepresented in every single category. 1 in 7 and 1 in 4 women aged under 30 had received general threats of physical violence, and almost 1 in 10 women under 30 had experienced some form of revenge porn and or sextortion. Now, while males can also be victims of cyberbullying, Norton conducted a similar study on men's experience of harassment online and found that women were singled out as targets significantly more often. The studies show that women receive twice as many death threats and threats of sexual violence as men do. Those who identify as lesbian, bisexual, or transgender women are even more likely to be attacked. 1 in 4 who had suffered serious harassment online said that their sexual orientation had been the target. Harassers also often rely on well-worn tactics of belittling women's physical appearance, and researchers found that 1 in 5 women have been subjected to this form of online abuse. Cyberbullying is rampant on sites like 4chan and Reddit. And Facebook, which is where the UFO celebrity was posting, and Twitter, they often devolve into breeding grounds for violence against women. 66% of violent online encounters occur on Twitter or Facebook, which is 3 times as many as by email or by text. Both Twitter and Facebook have vowed to tackle this issue, and the latter having recently launched a supportive tool to users who may be at risk of suicide. According to the same report's findings, numerous women have experienced depression as a result of online attacks, and 5 out of 100 became suicidal. I have been trolled viciously online, and I have seen far too many friends, mostly women, abused in very unnerving ways. When I saw what that UFO cyber bully did to a fellow female researcher online, I had enough. I had to speak out. All of us who consider ourselves to be decent human beings really need to start speaking out. As for what brought me to the point of making this recording, I want to name and shame. But that could in turn be viewed as bullying itself, and really, I don't have to name him. The perpetrator of the horrific words I spoke, he has a very publicly branded and outed himself as a cyber bully. I will jump off stage and put your windpipe through your spine. You are a threat at that point, and your life will end. Really, and faster than venue security could deal with. At best, perhaps he has demonstrated very poor judgment and lack of any self-control. But it's far more difficult to brush aside such words when spoken aloud. If you heard a man saying this to a woman out on the street, how would you react to it? How would you feel? How would you feel if you overheard him saying this to anyone? And his online enablers, including event organizers who by now should be fully aware of his online threats while promoting their conference, in his own words, fantastic PR for the great Glasgow gig. These people, in my opinion, are equally to blame for turning a blind eye, or worse, making excuses for the inexcusable. They may not be bad people, but they are in effect supporting violent behavior towards women online, death threats, and hate mongering. It's not socially acceptable behavior, and it never should be. Perhaps they need to read out loud their celebrity friends' words and really think about what is being said here. No one with a shred of decency can condone this. During my research into this particularly brutal online assault, one of my male friends said to me, "Why can't we just be good and decent people?" And that is a good question to ponder. Why can't we? So I took what he said to heart. And this recording is me doing what is good and decent and not quietly looking away while a woman is given a virtual death sentence for wanting to ask an uncomfortable question.